Welcome to the Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Ziegler Inspire Podcast.
Welcome to Zig Ziegler's Inspire Podcast. This is your host, Blake Lindsay, hoping you're having a terrific day. On our special podcast today, Mr. Ziegler will be talking to us about our language. He is going to encourage us to use adult language in plenty of four-letter words. I think I better let Zig explain. I'll be back in a few minutes.
I'm a foodie, and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico, and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon, really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky, where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Overcome your inhibitions, Rabbi Lapin says, about talking to yourself. Speak passionately to yourself. Prepare speeches by actually saying them out loud. A winning mindset is the consequence of hearing words that penetrate right to the core of personality. If we truly wish to believe something, we should tell it to ourselves audibly rather than think it silently. Our language should be so clean and so friendly that we could give our talkative parrot to the village priest or minister. So many times today, we hear people use what they perceive to be as adult language. Well, most of you know also that I'm guilty of using an enormous amount of adult language. Words like honesty and responsibility and optimistic and discipline and commitment, they're all adult language words. Decisive, dedicated, competent, dependable, consistent, punctual. Those are all adult words. I don't know where they ever got the idea that filth and vulgar words were adult. Actually, any 4-bit psychologist will tell you that that's the mark of an insecure, immature individual who does not know how to express themselves any other way, and they resort to cheap language, hoping that they can get somebody's attention in the process. Well, they do get their attention, but it is not a favorable attention. I use also, as all of you by now know, a tremendous number of four-letter words. Words like hope and care and love and good and team and warm and free and able and kind and nice and wise and hero and help. And of course, one of my favorite four-letter words is the word gene. Now, most of you know that that just happens to be that redhead I'm married to, so when I say that four-letter word, I guarantee you, it brings a smile to my face, and that's for sure. Four-letter words can be enormously helpful. Now, let me tell you what we just really did. As I use those words, pictures were being painted in your mind. When you hear the word hope, that's an honest, optimistic expectation, a confident expectation of things that are going to happen in the future. When I think of warm, that's a word that's important. The word here was up there. Have a friend out in California. He woke up one morning totally, completely, irreversibly stone deaf. That was many years ago. He said, Zig, the thing that I miss most in life today is the fact that I can never hear my wife, my children, or my grandchildren say to me, I love you. Most of us take things like that for granted on an everyday basis. Humor helps to build winning relationships. A person with a good sense of humor will not take themselves overly seriously. I love the story of a lady who was talking on the telephone, and after a few minutes, she said, oh, you are trying to sell me something. Thank goodness. I thought you were trying to collect for all that stuff I've already bought. Or like the door-to-door salesman knocked on the door and was saying to the prospect, you make a down payment and then you don't make any more payments for 6 months. And the guy said, who told you? Now, a good sense of humor, I just believe, comes in handy. You want to build winning relationships, we need to be good finders. I love the example that Ted Engstrom uses in one of his books. A number of years ago at the University of Wisconsin, there were about 20 young men who were destined for greatness. There was no question about it. They were brilliant. They were writers, and they would get together, you know, every week. They had a little club, and they would get together and talk about what they had written, and they would critique it. Now, when they got started, it was a friendly type thing, but it gradually turned into caustic criticism. As a matter of fact, they called themselves the Stranglers. Well, there were about 20 ladies there who decided that if those guys could get together like that, they were going to get together too. And they started critiquing each other, but there was a dramatic difference in the way they critiqued each other. If there was any kind of a criticism, it always carried a suggestion for improvement. They were encouraging each other. They called themselves, instead of the Stranglers, the Wranglers. Now, interestingly enough, nothing was ever heard from a single member of the Stranglers. But about five of the Wranglers, including Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, who wrote the book The Yearling, went on to literary prominence. When you put those negative words in, that criticism, it does make a difference, a negative difference. We teach a program here in Dallas. It's called Born to Win. People have literally come from all over the world, and I mean all over the world. Everybody from the chairman of the board of Bethlehem Steel to 16-year-old students and everything in between. We had these four couples that attended. We encourage husbands and wives to come together. It has nothing to do with the marriage relationship per se, but hundreds of times I've seen couples arrive at each other's throat and walk out in each other's arms. They learn to understand and appreciate each other. They learn how to make friends with their mate. They learn to communicate with their mates. Well, these four couples were there. We have a little process. I lecture generally every day in the series, but most of the time is spent in groups of seven around a little table. And they do a lot of participation, and every time anybody says or does anything, the other six write them a little note on a little pad we have called I Like Because. And then they give some specific observable behavior. I like Sally because she always has a word of encouragement for me. I like Bill because he's so friendly and outgoing. Or I like because in the business place, they always bring their project in on time and under budget. Specific observable behavior. By the time we get through, each individual there has at least 100 of those. Now, what is the purpose of that? The purpose is to teach them to start looking for the good things in the other person. These four couples were so tremendously impressed that first night they went out to dinner in one of Dallas's most expensive restaurants. They hit the jackpot with a waiter. He'd been a waiter over 25 years. He was magnificent. He was there when he was needed, but he did not join the party. He was friendly, but not familiar. If there was a need, he instantly filled and met that need, disappeared so that they could enjoy each other's company. He contributed enormously to the enjoyment of the meal. When the four couples left, they left him a 25% tip, and I'm here to tell you that's a big tip in that restaurant. They also, each one of them, wrote him that little I like because. They walked out the front door, had gotten about 100 feet out, when all of a sudden they heard his voice. Wait a minute, folks, wait a minute. And he came running toward them. He was waving those 8 slips of paper. He drew a breath and he said, "You know, I've been a waiter over 25 years. And then they said he could not continue. He literally started to weep. When he finally regained his composure, which they said seemed like forever, but it undoubtedly was just a few seconds, he said, "In 25 years of being a waiter, this is the most beautiful, the most significant thing that has ever happened to me. I will never forget tonight." And with that, he turned and walked back into the restaurant.
You have the power with your words to either make someone's day or to break someone's day. What are you going to choose? Have you been using adult language lately? Have you been talking about consequences, responsibility, and character? Have you sprinkled your conversations with four-letter words like love, hope, and care? Listen carefully to yourself today. This is Blake Lindsay encouraging you to live your life to the fullest.
Ziggler. Inspiring true performance.
Hey, Ziggler podcasters, this is Blake Lindsay, and I want to offer you a special bonus of some great Ziggler material in a downloadable format just like you're used to with the Ziggler Inspire podcast. Just go to Ziggler.com/podcast bonus, and you'll find a free download, 60 minutes long, of Zig's finest stories, and a free download of Zig's most inspirational quotes. This is our way of showing you some gratitude and saying thank you for listening to the Ziggler Inspire podcast. We appreciate you. Go to Ziggler.com/podcast bonus.